AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Mixed results for a historic space launch from the southern tip of Texas. SpaceX giant new rocket blasted off on its first test flight about a half an hour ago, but blew apart minutes later.
Starship just experienced what we call a rapid unscheduled disassembly, or a RUD, during ascent. But now this was a development test. This is the first test flight of Starship.
The biggest, most powerful rocket ever built was unmanned, and SpaceX had said it might take several tries before Starship succeeds at a test flight. The goal is to send people and cargo to the moon and eventually to Mars. Gun violence has touched the lives of a family in the South.
Police in Gaston County, North Carolina, are looking for a man who allegedly shot and wounded his neighbors, a six-year-old girl and her parents, after their basketball rolled into his yard.
I think the bullet came back and it hit me, and the bullet went in my cheek.
District Attorney Travis Page.
We'll be damn sure to be loud and clear when this case comes to court, and the people of Gaston County will see and hear our commitment to that prosecution.
Police are searching for a 24-year-old man in connection with the shooting. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Two people were killed when twin tornadoes tore through central Oklahoma. Addie is a student at Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee.
There's just like trees uprooted, glasses shattered everywhere. There's a building that has like part of it has a glass roof and that's shattered.
The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says another round of strong storms could tear through the region tonight. A new UNICEF report finds a lot of parents around the world stopped getting their kids vaccinated against childhood diseases like measles and polio over the past few years. The BBC's Imogen Folks.
Maybe most insidious of all, we have linked to the pandemic a whole doubt that vaccines may in some way not be safe.
This is April 20th, the day pot smokers and eaters celebrate their favorite weed. A new CBS YouGov poll finds Americans are becoming more accepting of people who use marijuana openly. 53% tell us they find it socially acceptable. 47% still do not. That is a shift from 2 years ago when it was an even split. And for Mickey D fans with a case of the munchies.
Starting a week from today, Big Mac sauce will be available in little sauce cups, just like the barbecue or honey mustard. Or sweet and sour. That means you can dip any sandwich, fries, hash browns directly into a vat of the mayonnaise-y, ketchup-y, relishy combo.
Stacy Lynn, this is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's former parole chief is charged with public corruption. John Tate II is now on the Racine City Council. He voted to create a new violence interruption coordinator position in Racine last summer. He took the newly created job himself last fall. Prosecutors say Tate acted in his own financial interest while working as a public official. He could spend up to 6 months in jail. The Wisconsin Senate has confirmed 27 more of Governor Evers' appointees. The Senate confirmed a few more appointees in March, but the new year started with 180 unconfirmed appointments. Many Democrats complain Republicans are slow rolling the confirmation process for purely political reasons. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138-122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, so, you know, before we go to our next subject, Tom and CJ have still been holding on. So let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Carol, I just want to correct the record on something. The gentleman that called up, I think his name was Mark, said that about the 600,000 deer hunters going out. The brilliant bill from Oconomowoc already said that it takes 2 weeks of gun safety in order for someone to go out and hunt a deer, and it takes 2 hours for someone to get a gun. So just wanted to correct the record on that. Dave, just because suicide is the number one thing, that does not mean that
no,
that's a good
still
thing
dead,
for
man.
People to have guns.
Yeah.
They're still dead. So what I would say is that maybe what we ought to do is, just like our vehicles, we ought to have a license, have a proficiency of driving, have a where you have to register your gun, all of that stuff, just like you do with a vehicle.
So I don't know. I thought you had to register your guns.
No, no, that's part of the problem. And you're right about the gun show loophole too, Earl.
So Tom, why do you not have to register your guns?
Because of money and politics, and because the politicsters being paid off. So therefore there's just free reign to do whatever the hell you want to do, I guess.
When you buy the gun from the dealer, from a licensed dealer. But Tom, when you buy a gun from a licensed dealer, don't you have to register it?
I don't believe you do, Earl. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, I don't understand why you wouldn't have to. What would be the rationale?
CJ really demeans himself when he calls it the Democrat Party. He knows it's the Democratic Party. So don't be an idiot, CJ. And then also I would say that when you look at economic growth, every dollar that goes into food stamps actually brings back a return on investment of $1.60. And it's also connected to the farm bill. So the farmers out there, when they cut SNAP benefits, they're cutting your benefits as well. For all of you Wisconsin.
I know, but Tom, my point is, with a budget as large as what America's budget is, and you have to get a microscope to look at the SNAP benefit in that overall budget, it doesn't even register. Why would that be something that you'd be looking to cut?
It's all about lobbyists, and it's all about money in politics, and it's all about wedge issues that you can use to divide people. Just like Scott Walker said to Widow Hendricks, we're going to divide and conquer. That's what they do. And instead of us looking at us as Republican or Democratic, let's look at us as the fact that we're the 90% versus the 10%. And there's billionaires out there that are just getting – they're paying less taxes than we are, for God's sakes. And then the military industrial complex, like you said, take one jet away and feed we the people. That'll make us actually a better society. I mean, I just don't get it. These people that call themselves even close to the word Christian, they don't know anything that Jesus stood for about feeding the poor, helping the hungry. All of those different things. But I'm going on a tangent a little bit here, and I just want to keep it where, you know what, again, Bill was right when he called, and Bill sounds like an absolute incredible person and gun owner that's responsible and would like to see gun safety laws in this country, that he actually said 2 weeks for hunting a deer is what a person needs. 2 hours is what a person needs to kill an individual, a human being. Just let that soak in, people, a little bit, and really look at the humanity behind it, and just realize that who are we? And CJ, like I said, Earl, if I win the tickets, I'll give the tickets to either CJ, Gary, Dave, or Lou, just to show that I'm good with the with the other side. Even though I know they don't want to take handouts.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir?
Good morning. I I say, yes, it can come out of the military budget, and very easily. The last three military budget appropriations that I've seen had at least $20 billion, if not more, of unrequested funds. The Pentagon did not ask for those funds. But I guess the larger question, in my opinion, is why are we spending almost $1 trillion for quote-unquote defense? Whom are we defending against? We spend more money than the next 10 countries combined on our military, and nobody's attacking us. Yes, I don't have a problem with us keeping, ahead of the game in terms of developing potential defensive tools, but this is getting absolutely out of hand. Half of our entire so-called discretionary budget, and by the way, I've never seen the military used as discretionary. It automatically seems to get without any kind of debate, but half of that budget is military, and then we've got to try and parse out the rest of people that need to eat, the rest of the people that need a place to live. This is, it's unbelievable.
And you know what, Jack, listen to this. The Army, and this is in today's The Nation, the Army is recruiting. Generation Z just isn't biting. So the younger population, they're not looking to go into the military. They have seen enough. And so the military can't get this young generation to bite. They're not going to, you know, this thing about fighting for democracy all over the world that many baby boomers, you know, Generation X's, millennials and others accepted. The Generation Z's are saying, no, we're not going. You know, stop saying to me that I can be all that I can be by joining the military. I want to be all that I can be without having to fight somewhere, without having to put my life on the line. You know, I mean, that's really what's at the root of it. And you can't find people who are willing to join the military anymore. And these are young people. So with all the money we continue to spend, Jack, on these things, do they ever once stop and say and see and ask why these young people aren't willing to go? After more than 20 years of losing wars, recruiting for the U.S. Army is now officially a mess. Last year, the service fell short of its goal by 20,000 recruits, a quarter of its target. Despite reports of better numbers in the first months of the year, the Army officials doubt that they will achieve their objective this time around either. The commanding general at Fort Jackson, South Carolina facility that provides basic training to 50% of all new members of the Army, called the recruiting command's task the hardest since the all-volunteer military was launched in 1973. So, you know, Jack, the people aren't buying that anymore. Younger people.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is in the military, you do not have to run around internationally to other people's countries and kill them. My very first girlfriend many years ago was in the Air Force, and she was actually on the committee that negotiated the first Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty. She retired quite some time ago now, but she retired years ago.
Wow.
As a lieutenant colonel. And so you can do positive things for the world, too. But there is way, way too much money just being thrown at weapon systems and you know, buy more and buy more and buy
so,
more.
So Bill, so they are offering, they're going to offer $50,000 enlistment bonuses. You hear that, Calvin? $50,000 to enlist in the military, man. Is that going to entice you a little bit more?
I think I'll still pass.
All right. Okay, listen, we've got to go to a break. Jack, thank you very much for the call. We'll come to the others after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Love to spend time in the kitchen. Elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 38. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So CJ is still there. He's still holding on. And I just want to say, CJ, I'm not afraid of you. So, guy's been hanging on that long. Let's give him his 30 seconds of fame. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, I'm not afraid of you, man. Well, you deflect very well, because I said play the witnesses, their statements at that. You want to focus on Jim Jordan. I want to focus on the witnesses and solving crime.
CJ, you're not going to solve. How are you going to solve crime?
Well,
solve crime, CJ. It's in your wheelhouse.
From me, Earl. From the black woman that was pistol whipped. Your party has done a great job, Earl.
CJ, how many times do I have to tell you I'm not a member of the Democratic Party?
Well, you sure sound like it. This isn't directed at you, then. This is all those Democrats that want to call themselves progressives and liberals. Your party has done a great job demonizing police and the military. No wonder they're having
The police have demonized themselves with what they've done.
The $85 billion worth of equipment we left in Afghanistan, how much food do you think that would have bought from Commander Cut and Run? Sure, the criminals are just going to all of a sudden show up and register their guns. That's just brilliant from your callers. Yep, we should have gun registration. Well, the legal, law-abiding citizen, when are you going to stand up for their rights, Earl? When are you going to stand up against these criminals?
Well, CJ, I don't...
Yeah.
CJ, remind me of the time that I've supported the criminals on the show. I'm silent now. I'm listening.
Because you blame the guns, Earl. The guns.
I said the easy accessibility to guns is what I said.
It's the law-abiding citizen. I have a right to own the gun and handle it legally and responsibly. But you want to take my gun, and I'm sure the criminals are going to show up and give you the gun, girl.
Didn't I just tell you I'm not afraid of you, man? When did I once say take the guns away from the legal law-abiding citizens? When did I say that?
That they aren't registered and they should be. Well, what criminal's going to show up and register their gun, Earl? Tell me.
Let me ask you something, man. Why would you be opposed to registering a gun? Why? I have to register my car. So
I don't have to. I'm a legal, law-abiding citizen, and the mere fact, I'll register them. The point is, law-abiding citizen would. The criminals won't, and they'll be the only ones you can take away all the guns you want. But the criminals will still have them, Earl. And they're going to be coming for you and I and every law-abiding citizen and turn theirs over.
Hey, CJ, let me tell you for the 1,000th time, I don't own any guns. And I'm not worried about – and let me tell you something, man. And I'm not worried about somebody coming to get me, okay? That's you who's worried about somebody coming to get you.
I'm not worried about
okay,
someone
coming to get me. Okay, so don't tell me and
why
others like me and others
right,
and others like me that
why are you infringing on my rights then?
Listen, man, that the criminals are coming to get me. I'm fine with law enforcement. Law enforcement does not want people like you running around with guns. Somebody like you who claims to love law enforcement, and every law enforcement officer that I talk to does not support people with concealed carry and open carry. So no matter what you say, you know, you're just running off at the mouth. Because I know what many law enforcement officers that I know, they don't want to see citizens walking around with guns on their hips. And not knowing that somebody they pull over, whether they're the citizens haven't committed any laws or not, they're not for that.
Right, Earl.
You say what?
Why are you infringing on my rights then, Earl?
How am I infringing on your right, man? Tell me where I infringed
because
on your right.
There's laws that are not enforced. I'm a legal, law-abiding citizen. What gives it your right to come and you don't enforce the laws that are on the books, Earl.
Hey, CJ.
That's my point.
Hey, CJ, the last time I checked, I don't have any authority to come after anybody's gun or to enforce laws on the books. All right, got to go to break. Charles from Green Bay, hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. Wild cheering at a SpaceX launch site in southern Texas quickly turns to groans. company's massive new Starship rocket blasted off on its maiden test flight only to blow up. Minutes later, it was unmanned. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
You know, the rocket did take off, which was a major accomplishment. It cleared the tower. It appeared that a few of the 33 first stage engines were not firing. Not clear if that's a malfunction or intentional.
It's not clear what caused the failure, but all in all, Harwood says,
maybe a successful failure is one way to put it. I mean, you know, it's the first flight of a rocket this big, biggest rocket ever built, and the fact that they got it up at all was fairly impressive.
SpaceX hopes to use Starship to send people and cargo to the moon and eventually to Mars. NASA has reserved one for its next moonwalking team. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. However, if the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade.
Sure, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Charles from Green Bay. Thank you very much for the call, Charles. Thank you very much for listening. You say what, sir?
Let's talk to CJ for a second, which I don't agree with anything he says because he's so full of manure that, you know, it's terrible. If he wants to be the way he is, that's fine. Opinions are like bottoms, everyone's got one. But the fact of the matter is, the one thing that just drives me absolutely crazy about these people who are worrying about gun control, I support the Second Amendment. I support it 100%. I do not support the Second Amendment rights to be able to have a gun of mass destruction. Now, let's back up one step before that. There was I believe it was Clinton signed a bill that made it, illegal to own those guns in the United States without,
That's correct.
I don't even think you can own them. And one of the Bushes and the Republican Party let that bill lapse. Why did they let it lapse? It was real simple. Because the gun companies got in there and said, hey, we'll give you money if you let this lapse so we can sell it. Now, that's a fact. Now, CJ, if you don't believe it, look it up, man, because I've known this for a long time. And back to yesterday's deal that you had going on about teachers carrying guns, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, right, whichever, there is no way in all green earth I would carry a gun as a teacher, which I was for 38 years, in a classroom, and a perpetrator walks in there and, I'm going to shoot that perpetrator and not know if my bullet kills one of my students. I buried my students. I was a band teacher. I buried my students in my small community that I lived in because he went to Lebanon, and in 1983, they blew up the Lebanon barracks. He never served a day of active duty. He was killed before that. And that, and that kid was the greatest kid in the whole wide world.
You know, Charles, go ahead.
I think CJ has got some real issues when it comes to his guns. They don't want to take guns away. They want to take guns of mass destruction. The guy in Las Vegas had a saw. That gun shoots thousands of bullets a minute.
Well,
and
I'll
leave you with that, Earl. And you have a great day, and thanks for being on.
Hey, Charles, man, thank you for listening, man. Thank you for sharing. You know, it is beyond this. The innocent people, my Second Amendment rights, you're trying to punish me in some way, shape, or form. As I said a million times, I know many people who own guns, and they don't hide behind some of the things. Well, all we're asking is that this be addressed, that what is taking place with all these killings in this country and CJ, well, you want to protect the criminals and he can use that childish refrain that he uses constantly. Truth of the matter is far too many people are dying. And as we're speaking right now, there are people being killed in this country. And we don't know it yet, but there'll be another mass shooting as we are speaking. And if the response from the people in this country is don't say anything about it, let's just keep on, sticking our heads in the sands, about it. I don't care about hurting people's feelings when it comes to, you're not the only one, CJ, who has a right to bear arms. Again, 50% of the American people don't. They have a right to do it, but they don't. Over 50% of the majority of the people don't. So that's the bottom line. And so that over 50% of the American population that does not own guns, you're not going to dismiss us. You're not going to shut us up because you individually have your Second Amendment right to own guns. All of us do. Again, over 50% of the American people don't. That's the bottom line. You can talk about all the rest of the things that you want to talk about. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. That last caller, An AR-15 is not a weapon of mass destruction.
It is.
It's a 22 caliber. It's a 22 caliber, a step up from a BB gun.
Sir, I don't know.
The stupidity that comes out of the left mouth is just something else.
Are you telling? Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. So I don't know. But what you are trying to tell this listening audience is that the AR-15 is basically a hyped up BB gun, right?
It's a step up from a BB gun.
Well, that's not true. And I don't know anything about guns, but I've seen some of the bullets and I've seen the damage that an AR-15 does when it goes through the body and destroys organs. And I can tell you that a BB gun doesn't do that, Ken. How can you say it's a step up from a BB gun, man?
It is.
And expect caliber. Somebody to take you seriously.
It's 22 caliber. Do some research before you...
Hold on. Calvin, you know a little bit about guns, right?
I don't know a ton about guns, to be honest
okay.
with you.
Well, you know, Bill from Oconomowoc does. But I don't need Bill from Oconomowoc to back me up. I don't need to do any research. Anybody who says that an AR-15 is a few steps above a BB gun is not being truthful. You know, I could use some other verbiage, you know, more colorful. But I'm trying to be kind. You know, how do you even... You know, make statements like that. You want to protect that gun. You want to protect the gun that many people believe. And I got a buddy who even makes AR-15s, right? He makes his own AR-15s. They're not a step above a BB gun, man. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's about right.
They are.
Okay, so
they're 22 caliber, Earl.
So
you can go online.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you, since you're the weapons professional, what is the speed of the bullet coming out of an AR-15 compared to the speed of
22 caliber?
Who said a 22 caliber? AR-15s aren't 22 calibers.
It is a 22 caliber bullet.
Well, will you look that up for us, Calvin, since you and I don't know? You can't compare. Yep. So a 22 caliber bullet that you put in a 22 caliber gun is what they're using in AR-15s?
If you ban an AR-15, you pretty much would ban because it's probably the lowest caliber. If you're going to ban an AR-15, you basically, the rest of the weapons should be
okay,
banned.
So then let me ask you this. Okay.
So
they're more lethal.
An AR-15 does fire 22 cartridges. However, it has...
It's the velocity. It's the velocity.
Muzzle velocity is 3,300 feet per second. A BB gun's bullet velocity is 550 feet per second. That is over
That's
six
That's the end
times.
Of the conversation, man. Did you
it's
hear that?
Step up from a 22 caliber.
Okay, but now you're changing your story. You said it was a step up from a BB gun.
I'm not changing my story. It's the smallest caliber bullet you can buy.
Yeah, but did you miss the velocity?
From a BB gun.
You missed the velocity part of it. What are your thoughts about the velocity part of it? That's what's at the root of it.
Of the size of the bullet?
The capacity to kill 40 people in a matter of minutes is the issue with it.
Because they're converted over to fully automatic, which is illegal. People buy them online and convert it. You cannot buy a fully automatic AR-15. They don't make them.
Yeah, but you know what?
You tell me you can't pull the trigger 30 times in a minute.
All it takes is to order one little piece that you can use that will make it automatic, right?
You're right. That's where it needs to start, Earl.
Okay, so, Johnny, you want to...
By banning...
You know a little bit about weapons, Johnny. You
hey, man, I just caught the tail end of this conversation, and I guess there was something that you were arguing that the caliber of the bullet is the same as a 22, and I guess I'd agree with that because most of those ARs are like a 22, 3 kind of round. But here's the deal, man. You're mixing up that ammunition and that velocity of that bullet and the design of that gun is really used in a war conflict environment. So what do you need that for on Main Street USA, man? Well, what's the point?
And you're a gun owner.
And I am. I love my guns. You know, I own several of them.
You could take a 30-06 and make it a fully automatic weapon. You could take a 30-30 and make it a fully automatic weapon.
Okay,
you
so what's your point?
You could take a 44 caliber and make it a 44 weapon. People choose that gun because it's the easiest and cheapest to do.
Right, so it's easy and cheapest to turn it into a very, very lethal, easily accessible weapon of destruction and cause mass havoc in an environment, in schools, in churches, in stores. I mean, it's just ridiculous to have those things out there for the general citizens. This hiding behind the Second Amendment is a bunch of baloney, dude, and I'm not on board with it. I'm a gun owner, and you got to become a responsible citizen at some point.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, quickly.
You think they take the AR-15s away, they're not going to go find a different gun. I mean, come on, man. Take away the AR-15s, they're going to go with 44 calipers.
The point is, as Johnny is saying,
no matter what you take away, the guy ran through a crowd.
So what is the point, man? What is the point? Why do they need it? Why do they need all that power?
It ain't a power. It's a 22. It's a 22 caliber.
Yeah,
it's
the caliber is a 22, but the charge behind it is really a big charge. That thing has got a muscle velocity that's very, very fast. It reeks. They're flat and fast. Anybody that's a hunter that goes varmint hunting uses that kind of load. Okay, dude, those are for killing things at a long distance. They're not for general hunting. And don't try to blow smoke up my back end because it ain't working.
You don't use a prairie dog out west in South Dakota, where they hunt them the whole
That round. Okay, sure.
As well. So get rid of varmints.
Okay. So what? The children in schools are varmints. You want to have that kind of analogy? It's ridiculous. Okay.
They're not going. You don't think they're.
Dude, you're going down the wrong path here. Okay, it's non-defendable. What you're doing is you're trying to defend a round that's made for mass casualties in a high conflict. Yes, you are. You're just the only reason they're there is because there's more money for the politricksters, as Earl calls them. That's why this stuff is so locked up, that the NRA has got so much leverage with the politicians that it's not going to change until somebody comes in with more money.
So you take the AR-15s away, and then mass shootings are going to go.
No, but they would be greatly reduced, and I think the data shows that.
Hey, Ken, thank you. Paul from Oshkosh will come to you after the break, and others. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Johnny. Hang on. Be right back. So.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 68 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Sorry, I got a little heated there.
That's all right, man. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. We're talking about, you know, guns. Let's go to Paul from Oshkosh. Hey, Paul, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening up in Oshkosh.
Hey, Earl.
Long-time
listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Some of these people, like the last guy that called in, number one, he knows nothing about guns the way it sounds. I'm 61. I've been around guns, had guns since I was 12, use them for hunting. No one needs an AR-15. It's a toy. It's a toy gun. And he's saying it's a 22 caliber. Yeah, it's a 223 caliber. Let's get it right, number one. Muzzle velocity is 3,200 feet per second.
Right.
It's not a 22.
Right. So that charge behind that bullet's very, very big, yeah, and it's fast.
You can kill things out to 500 yards with this gun. But the main thing is most of them come with a 30 shot clip. So the killing power. I mean, and the other thing is, like CJ, there's always a boogeyman. They're coming to get my guns. Well, I've had guns since I was 12. Nobody came to get mine.
I've had mine since I was that age too, sir. And no one's knocked on my door yet.
Right. It's always the boogeyman. They're coming to get my guns.
Right.
They're not. And the other thing is, to get something done about these killings, there needs to be some sacrifice from gun owners. Okay, we can't have an AR-15. Big deal. There's plenty of other guns. It's one step in the right direction, but with everything, there's sacrifice, you know? So I don't get what these people are thinking.
Yeah.
No one needs an AR-15.
You got to have a really good reason to own one of those firearms. And to use a logic and a reason, like, because I can, and the Second Amendment says that I can, is really a smokescreen for a variety of reasons. And I think a lot of it goes back to I'm scared, or, you know, I have a reason that I have some kind of mental incapacity that I got to kind of go overboard with a firearm that is just completely out of context. Why you need that.
Right.
It's just a fool's errand, man.
Because I have a right to, is what people say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Paul, man, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, I just wanted to respond to CJ about the law-abiding citizens. It seems strange that he would bring this up. I think we've had three cases within this week of law-abiding citizens. The one shot a 16-year-old in the face for ringing his doorbell.
Yeah.
Now we had the basketball incident just recently. And I believe there was a 20-year-old cheerleader shot.
Yeah, that just happened yesterday. You're right.
These folks were all law-abiding citizens until they pulled that trigger.
Now, part of the problem here might be, and yeah, we'll see charges, but I'll tell you what the charges should be. Attempted murder on all of their behalves, and I believe one of them folks died. That should be murder. And then that would probably curb a little wanting to own guns.
Hey Rico, thank you very much for the call, as always, man. Yeah. CJ, you've heard some other people outside of me. What do you say? These are other gun owners.
Some of the responses are right. Like Ken, we want accountability. And the Brady Law, the point was the Brady Law, they changed one little manufacturing design and boom, you got a new gun. So, yeah, it's a high-powered 22 rifle. And they'll change the design, and Ken's right. When that gun's gone, they're going to design
So, CJ, you said they're
like
coming
the
to get...
Caller.
You it's said they're coming...
The
you,
law.
You said they're coming to get your guns. That's not what these other gun owners have said.
Beto O'Rourke, candidate in Texas, ran on that. He wanted to take away people's guns.
Whatever
That's
he...
the Democrat policy. So it wasn't me. I was pointing out the hypocrisy of your Democrat Party. That's the fact. Enforce the laws. Alvin Bragg walks away from enforcing the laws. The black witnesses said she got, and her family got treated like garbage by Alvin Bragg.
Hang on, Rico. You want to have a couple words with CJ?
Who is it? Are you talking to Rico?
Yeah, Rico. CJ just responded.
There's no sense. The guy is beyond even trying to reach Earl.
Yeah.
I would love to waste my... I got better things to do than to talk to CJ.
Hey, Rico.
Or the guy that called in. or the guy that called in about a AR-15 being a step above a BB gun. Me and my brother used to shoot each other with BB guns in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
That man, let's go play with some ARs and see who ends up living.
Hey Rico, thank you very much for the call. At this rate, Johnny, are we ever going to be able to have a real conversation, man? Because that CJ is.
I don't know. I mean, there's such an entrenched thought process with some folks, and it could be on both sides of the party, but most of it happens to be on the Republican side. So you got your opinion, but I don't know if there's ever going to be great progress or any change in this whole conversation because of the enormous amount of influence that our legislators and the politricksters, as you call them, have been submitted to by all this influence from money.
Right.
Okay. And the only way I see it is somebody with more money coming in and changing the votes and the policies. It's just a horrible dynamic. So grassroots, let's all get together and try to do something that's right and logical, you know?
Hey, man, thanks for sharing. Thank everybody who made the show go, as always, you know, always good to hear and interesting debates. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'll be back on tomorrow. See you later.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.